Green Lane.
Did I say that?
Green. Well, last week you left us as our two teams embarked on a remarkable bid to break the Marathon Mornington Crescent record. Well, as you can hear, they're tired and weary, but still going. The audience is also rather tired and consequently a little hysterical.
John, of course.
The teams have now been playing the game continuously for 143 and a half hours and are only 90 minutes short of the record.
Cora.
It's therefore a bit of a pity that I've got to stop them so that we can bring you the last edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. I'm certain they'll understand that. Okay, team. Team,
huddled up.
Team, you have to stop.
What?
Team, you have to stop now.
Who are you?
It's time for the last I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, and the controller of Radio 4 has insisted we give everybody a proper programme.
This is very nice.
It's a great pity that we won't now be raising all that money for Mornington Crescent Anonymous, but perhaps you can try again next year.
Is this David Hatch, the controller of Radio 4?
We'd better begin.
There's a misnomer. We're on our way to breaking a record.
I'm sorry about that, but we'd better begin the show now.
I mean, we're hiring Norris McWhirter by the minute.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Matthew Scott and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Well, the teams are a bit depressed at the moment, but not as depressed as you'll be over the next half hour as I introduce them to you now. Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton on my right. Graham Garden and Barry Cryer on my left. And, of course, the person who makes it all worthwhile, Samantha. A delightful assistant who certainly doesn't look 63.
What, 31 and a half each?
Barry, steady.
They are, too.
So we hurry now into the round called Word for Word. In this round, one of the members of a team says a word and his partner must say another word totally unconnected with the first and so on. And the other team, of course, may challenge and try to prove a connection. So we'll start with your team, Graham and Barry.
Cucumber. Borzoi.
Challenge from Willie.
Those who know their boys are know the pleasure that one can get out of one with a cucumber.
Certainly not going to accept.
No, quite. Thank you.
I read it, Crufts.
Carry on.
Ratatouille. Peripatetic.
Challenge from Tim.
I can't spell either of those.
Yeah.
Peripatetic is an anagram of
That's
ratatouille.
Right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Only if you spit out the pit.
I'm certainly going to accept that challenge there. So, Tim and Willie,
we've got cucumber in it as well. Sorry.
And borzoi, as often as not.
Rhinoceros.
Hatch.
Challenge from Dan Garden.
Well, it's well known that the head of Radio 4, David Hatch, is as thick-skinned as a rhinoceros. Has actually prevented us from fulfilling our record attempt at Mornington Crescent.
Right, sir.
Well said. Here, here.
Here, here.
I'd rather go back to the cucumber and the borzoi. So.
That comes into it as well.
Sounds a great
We have the negative.
No, I'm not... I won't...
Think she's untouchable. We've got them.
I'm not going to accept that. So, carry on then. Who was doing it? You were.
Samantha, sure. I think.
I'm not sure.
Carry
on, Tim and Willie.
Pomegranate.
Fox.
Challenge from two challenges from Graham.
Yeah, we ought to be doing it. Where are we before every show in the series, the fox and pomegranate?
Next door for the rhinoceros and cucumber.
We complain about the noise more than once.
They keep blaming the borzoi and the cucumber.
I've heard of opening hours, but this is ridiculous.
Never opened ours.
It's been so long since we played that game that I think we'll drop it now and go on to the point. Go on to the point where I give teams advance warning of the late arrivals that they'll be doing later on in the programme. This week we'll be asking them to announce the late arrivals at the newsagent's ball. The newsagent's ball. Here's a round called limericks. I'm going to ask you to make up some limericks that are suitable for broadcasting. I'll give you the first line, and then you take one line each. And we'll start with you, Graham Garden. A belly dancer hopped from Jakarta.
Have a care.
A belly dancer hot from Jakarta went back to her old alma mater.
She kept the school waiting to see her gyrating
till somebody pressed herself stop.
Very good. Tim, here's one for you to start. As she swallowed her fifth jelly deal.
As she swallowed her fifth jelly deal, she said, I know how Linda Lovelace must feel.
But the sixth eel was limp.
What?
Red card.
No.
So, she swallowed a shrimp.
Now she stars in prawn movies in Deal.
Right, Barry Cry, here's one for you to start. They hailed her as Vivat Regina.
Thanks, Humphrey.
They hailed her as Vivat Regina one night on an old ocean liner.
A jolly Jack Tar.
He went one step too far.
And it's a hell of a long way to China.
Right, Willie, here we go. An alternative Coco the Clown.
What? An alternative?
An alternative Coco the Clown.
Oh, of course.
An alternative Coco the Clown pulled his trousers up rather than down.
His nose was bright green.
And mildly obscene.
And you should see where he's painted his frown.
Well, while Samantha works on the score of the laugh program but one, we're going to go on now to censored songs. I'm going to ask each team to sing a medley, and during the medley, it will be their task to censor, by means of a buzzer, any words which they consider will outrage public decency or frighten the horses.
Or the Borzois.
The Borzois.
Barry and Graham, your medley comes from the Vera Lynn songbook.
That certain night, the night we... There was abroad in the air, there were angels at the Ritz and a nightingale in Barclay. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to. And when you turned and at me, a nightingale in Barclay. The wheel again, don't know when, but I know we'll again come sunny day. Keep through just like we used to do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say to the folks that I tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me, I was. Tell me forward, the white cliffs of Dover, tomorrow just you and me. There'll be love and ever after tomorrow when love is free. The shepherd will his sheep, the valley will roam again, and Johnny will go to in his own little room again.
old songs again.
Thanks, Vera.
It is again for you, Hump, isn't it?
I was there. I was there. Yeah.
You started it.
Tim and Willie. Tim and Willie, here's your song now. Will you please censor yourselves? This medley from the Flanagan and Allen songbook.
Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, on cobblestones I every night you ask of me, I loud and warn. Underneath the arches, I fly away. Toodle-oo-ma-loo-ma, toodle-oo-ma-loo-ma, toodle-i-a. Any umbrellas to today. Bring your... It may be small, it may be big. He will them all with what you call a thingamajig.
See, we don't remember the old song.
Right, we're going to the game now called Hype. And in this one, the teams will describe a program or an event in the most exciting terms possible. The other team will then have to identify it. We're going to start with Tim and Willie. And the identity of the program is going up now on our computer board in the studio. And here's our mystery voice to tell you at home.
The Chelsea Flower Show. The Chelsea Flower Show.
Right, now you all know what it is, except Graham and Barry, of course, who have to listen to Tim and Willie describing it. Go ahead, Tim and Willie.
Ta-da! Starring some of nature's greatest beauties in living color, we present the Queen of Sheba and Marshall Hayes.
Ba-ba-ba-bomb!
Out of one bed and into another. And sometimes even up against the wall. In a life that is tragically short for teeming thousands near the banks of the River Thames.
Boom, 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 boom.
All really earthy characters.
As I sit here next to Graham Garden, I ponder on what it can be.
We think it's the Chelsea Flower Show.
Barry and Graham, it's your turn to identify a program. And here it is going up on the board. And the mystery voice will tell you at home.
TVAM. TVAM.
Hype.
Hi, Barry and Graham, will you give us some vivid description now,
right,
please?
We'd like some a little background music from Matthew.
Lovely.
Intrigue and romance. Mystery and drama. Where is Peter? Did Angela fall or was she pushed? Who was the father of Anna's child? Why is David only there at weekends? Can Anne and Nick make it work as they try to pick up the pieces? Who are those mysterious visitors who drop in? Nobody seems to know them. Who's the sailor who comes in to talk about the weather? Confused? You will be if you tune in to...
Well, Tim Brooke Taylor got that one very, very quickly and earns the right to start the ad-lib poem. As you know, I'm going to give someone the first line of a poem and they continue until I buzz them, like that, and the next person continues. I'm going to give Tim a first line now, and it's this. The Earl and the Baronet had for tea some beautiful pea-green soup.
The Earl and the Baronet had pâtisse and beautiful pea-green soup. They also had spaghetti, all tied up in one big loop. However, they were not fussy types. They would eat almost anything.
But then they wanted a waiter, so they gave the bell a ring. The bell was on the table, I hasten to explain. And when they rang the bell, the waiter rushed in like a train. "Coffee and brandy, gentlemen," he said, with a merry grin.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo.
It's the mood I'm in. Sometimes I rush in like a train. Sometimes I'm a roaring wind.
But tonight you're in luck, because I'm a train. And now that you have dinned upon the bell, you gentlemen have made a merry sound, I'll go and get your bill prepared. It won't be more than a pound. So out he ran, this waiter chap, just like a train again.
Woo-hoo, he went. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. At first, he had been brained. I love this like round. It makes me laugh. Tee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee.
Said the waiter, having been dropped on his head in 1933. But our story takes place in the present time, when he was bringing the bill.
Is everybody here's the bill, now that you've had your fill? Hang on, said Phil. Hang on.
Anybody seen a rhyme anywhere?
I haven't finished the line yet. He did vouchsafe.
I'll bring your bill as quick as I can. Except my trousers chafe. Which slows me up when I'm in here attending now to you. And when I'm running in and out, that's why I go, woo!
Thank you very much, Graham. We've gone to a short round called Builder's Jargon. I'll be asking our teams now to give us some example of Builder's Jargon and then tell us what it means. And we'll start with you, Barry Cryer.
This needs pointing means it needs pointing the other way. We could start Monday means pick any Monday and you'd be wrong.
What I always find is I never quite understood when they say make good, which means disguise cock-up.
I asked the builder for a quotation on the roof and he shouted, "A thing of beauty is a joy for a fortnight," and jumped off. The quotation is actually 1/8 of the final price.
Let's look at the drains means pull the house down and we can get a really good look at them.
You'll notice there are a few differences from the drawings means we have the plans upside down.
We're using well-seasoned timber means we're putting up your new beam just as soon as the leaves have dropped off.
You don't happen to know if there's an RSJ there. It means don't blame me if the house falls down.
Don't you worry. You won't know we're there. Means they won't be there.
Here's a round that everybody loves. It's called One Song to the Tune of Another. Barry, you've got to sing Don't Dilly Dally to the tune of Edelweiss. Or even Edelweiss.
My old man said, follow the van, don't dilly-dally on the way. Off went the cart with the home packed in it. I walked behind with my whole gospel in it, but I dillied and dallied, dallied and dillied. Lost the van and don't know where to roam. You can't trust the specials like the old-time coppers when you can't find your way home.
Thank you, Barry. Always knew you were a sport. Willie, will you sing My Way to the tune of The Can-Can?
And now the end is near, and so I face the final test. My friend, I say it's near, I'll take my case off, which I said, I live the life is full, I travel each and every highway, and much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, I have a time. Ah. Yes, there were times I saw you knew when I bit off all my and through it all. When there was doubt, I ate it up and spat it out. I tasted all and I just saw and did it my way.
Definite improvement.
Graham, now, will you sing We'll Gather Lilacs to the tune of America from West Side Story?
We'll gather lilacs in the spring again, and we'll gather down in English rain until the heart of the scene again when you come home once more. And in the evening where the firelight glow, you hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me all I want to know when you come home once more.
Tim, we've got a good one for you now. Another tune from West Side Story. Now, will you sing Hi-Ho from Snow White to the tune of Tonight?
Hi-ho, hi-ho, to make your trouble go, just keep on singing all day long. Hi-ho, 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 for if you're feeling low, you possibly can't go wrong with a high, high, ho, high, ho, high, ho. We dig, 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 dig the whole day through to dig, 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 dig is what we like to do. And while we dig, we always
now we've come to the point which invariably brings a tear to the eye and a lump to the throat, or vice versa. For the last time in the series, we ask our teams to announce the late arrivals. On this occasion, it's the late arrivals at the newsagent's ball.
Oh, there's Sandy Times with magazine. She's impecuniously frail, poor weekly magazine. There's Mr. and Mrs. Ning Paper. Her daughter Eve Ning Paper. And her dog Matches. He's a boxer, Matches.
Better than a Borzoi. Mr. and Mrs. Straighted London News. And their son Eli, Straighted London News. All the way from India, the curry correspondent, Ali Tosis. And a big welcome back to the theatre critic, Pandit Unmercifully.
From the counties, there come the Hind family with their son, Orson Hind.
And also, Farmer Sweetly.
Oh, there's Joan Collins. She's got a mail on Sunday, two mirrors and an observer.
And a Borzoi.
Ah, from page three, there's Gloria Spoobs. She's a bingo-go dancer. There's Sir Culation and his daughter Titty.
If you bend over backwards to please the readers. What? No, no.
Come to that, there's Farmer Weekly's brother Dalton. What's pink and hard in the morning? The Financial Times crossword. That's filling in the gap before the next guest.
You said that
filling in the gap before the end of your career, Barry.
Going ever nearer.
As I, having sat here in vain waiting for Tim Brooke Taylor to pull out the big one, I've come to the point where I have to say that unless the BBC comes to its senses, we should be back in another series in the future. Until then, from all of us here, including Samantha, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, and Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Matthew Scott setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.
And there's a second chance to hear that programme on Monday at 6:30 in the evening. Now it's 5 to 1, and here with the detailed weather forecast is Martin Rowley.
Thank you. A ridge of high pressure has moved into the country now. That means, in plain English, we're looking to see things settling down a bit, at least in the south.